And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 12th of June, 2010. It was on this day in 1942 that Anne Frank was given a small red and white diary as a gift for her 13th birthday. She was born in Frankfurt on this day, 1929. When she was four, the Nazis won elections in Frankfurt, so Anne and her sister Margaret and their parents moved to Amsterdam. Her father, Otto, worked for a company that sold fruit, pectin, and a few years later, he started his own company that sold spices, salt, other foods wholesale to make sausage. Anne Frank lived a relatively normal life until she was about 11. But in 1940, Germany invaded the Netherlands. Jews had to wear gold stars and go to special schools. They couldn't go to the movies or to the swimming pool. Jews started being called up for work camps. And on this day in 1942, Anne began her diary, writing about all the things she wasn't allowed to do because she was Jewish. About a week later, on June 20th, 1942, she wrote, "Writing in a diary is a really strange experience for someone like me, because it seems to me that neither I nor anyone else will be interested in the musings of a 13-year-old schoolgirl. Oh, well, it doesn't matter. I feel like writing, and I have an even greater need to get all kinds of things off my chest." On July 5th, 1942, her older sister Margaret got a notice that she had to report to a Nazi work camp. And the next day, Anne's parents brought the family into hiding in an annex above her father's office. A week later, another family of Jews joined them, and a few months later, another man. Eight people living in a space of about 500 square feet. They had to be very quiet during the day, and Anne ended up writing in her diary almost daily. In March of 1944, the people in the annex heard a Dutch radio broadcast out of London in which a cabinet minister said that after the war, the Dutch government would collect diaries and documents to preserve a record of the war in the lives of ordinary people. And Anne Frank decided right then and there that her diary was important and that she might even turn it into a novel. And she started going back and revising and rewriting. In August 1944, someone notified the German security police that there were Jews hiding in the annex. To this day, nobody knows who betrayed the Franks, but they were all arrested and taken to camps. Anne and Margaret died of typhus a few weeks before Bergen-Belsen camp was liberated by the British. Anne was 15. Her father's former secretary, Miep Gies, had found Anne's diary after the arrest and saved it. Miep Gies died earlier this year at the age of 100. Here's a poem for today by Connie Wanick entitled Directions. First you'll come to the end of the freeway. Then it's not so much north on Woodland Avenue as it is a feeling that the pines are taller and way more. And the road, you'll notice, is older with faded lines and unmown shoulders. You'll see a cemetery on your right and another later on your left. Sobered, drive on for miles. If the fields are full of hawkweed and daisies, sometimes a spotted horse will gallop along the fence. Sometimes you'll see a hawk circling, sometimes a vulture. You'll cross the river many times over smaller and smaller bridges. You'll know when you're close. People always say they have a sudden sensation that the horizon, which was always far ahead, is now directly behind them. At this point, you may want to park and proceed on foot, or even on your knees. Directions by Connie Wanick, from On Speaking Terms, published by Copper Canyon Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can follow them on Twitter at @PoetryFound. And by LendingTree.com, offering the new Loan Coach, giving personalized financial advice for every step of the lending process. Just one of the many tools at the all-new LendingTree.com. Engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.